storms and tornadoes, potentially a significant severe weather outbreak. We'll keep you up to date, and we want you to be weather aware. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Saturday's high well up in the mid-70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery City Council voted last night to form a committee to study the implementation of a 1% occupational tax. City leaders say that money would help fund the public safety department and other city projects. The committee will report its findings on February 4th. Governor Kay Ivey has appointed former Alabama State University professor Dr. Tommy Stewart to the State Board of Education. Dr. Stewart has been appointed to the District 5 seat, left vacant by the passing of Ella Bell. She died in November of last year. And a Millbrook woman has been charged with 21 counts of theft. 45-year-old Jennifer Rawls is accused of entering a Millbrook business several times between last November and December and failing to scan selected items before walking out of the store. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your next feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meal or event. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Limu. And Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Lowe's has the supplies pros like you use most every day and the quantities needed for any size job, and it's savings you can count on, like 20% off PVC pipe when you buy 10 or more. Plus, shop our bath savings event and save up to 40% off select bath essentials, including vanities, faucets, toilets, and more. Save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com and picking up in store at the Pro Desk. Whatever you need for this job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 1-5 U.S. only.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. We do that drawing on Friday, 2:30 to 2:45. So get in and listen, because if you're a winner, you want to get that gift basket, I promise you. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Chris. Chris, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Joey. How's it going today?
Excellent, my friend. And you?
Wonderful. I can't complain.
Good.
One quick thing. I don't know if any media outlets touched on it, but all right. So the Iraqi missile attack was at Al-Asad, right?
Right.
Okay, which is in the Sunni Triangle.
Right.
And then the other one was at Ilorib?
Erbil.
Okay, which is in the...
Kurdish
area.
Right.
All right, maybe Iraq, or maybe Iran was just targeting Sunni and Kurds once again under the veil of trying to get us back. Has anybody thought of that, or...?
Well, or kind of another way to do it is they didn't do... You know, I don't know if you heard my interview with Dr. Sorensen, but this was a very skewed attack. I mean, the Erbil had one missile that hit. The other 10 were at the airbase. The airbase is basically a 25-square-mile area. And so this stuff was landing way away from the runway. They didn't blow up any hangars, didn't blow up a runway, no airplanes, nothing. This stuff just fell out in the middle of the desert.
Right, I totally understand that, but my point was this general that we just killed, Soleimani, was a Shia, mm-hmm. and he, you know, was with Hezbollah and everything else, but it goes back to George W. Bush, and, you know, it's the Sunni, the Kurds, and the Shias completely fighting. To me, it just seems like, you know, it was done under the veil of trying to get back at Sunnis and Kurds.
Could be. I'm not sure. Since it was a zero-performance attack, I'm not sure what good that did them.
Right, right. just something I observed. You know,
it's good. Yeah, you know, I like an audience that's thinking through things a little bit deeper than the average bear.
Right, all right. Hey, the most important thing is, can you put me in for the drawing?
No. Yes.
No.
Give me your month and day of birth, Chris.
3/19. $60 worth of pecan brittle.
You've already staked your claim out, huh?
I already have.
What would $60 worth of pecan brittle look like? I mean, that would be a you-know-what pot full of pecan brittle.
Not nearly enough.
Really? Are you like a pecan brittle addict?
Man, it is so good. Theirs is so good.
I've got to try that. I made some pecan brittle with my boys one time, and the homemade stuff is really good. And then what you do is you take a hammer and you bust it up with a hammer.
And that, and maybe some vanilla ice cream.
Ooh.
And, you know, I'm set.
Oh, man, I like that. We did it with a brownie.
Yep.
Chris, thanks for the call. I've got your name
in. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Madeline, how are you, my dear?
I'm better. I left, went up to North Alabama, to Huntsville, and had, in Birmingham, and I had my liver and my liver surgery, and then I had the gallbladder taken out.
I remember you when you were telling us about that a while back. I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, I am too, because I can hear your show now.
So you missed me, didn't you? I missed out.
Yes, I did. Can you put my name on the drawing, please?
No.
Oh.
What do you say, Joey? Should we?
I think we'll allow it this time.
Because she had surgery, right?
Right, right. I feel the pity strong. It's not like we have to.
I wonder how big the score
is. I had a real good recovery. I had no pain after my recovery, so I didn't have to take all my pills they gave me, the narcotics and stuff.
That's good. I'm glad you're not an opioid addict.
Yeah, so I'm doing good now.
Good.
What's your month and day of birth, Madeline?
7/7.
All right.
God bless y'all for your program. I really enjoy listening to it.
Madeline, thank you so very much. You're so sweet.
I try to be.
There you go. I appreciate you an awful lot. You have a wonderful day.
Oh, same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye. We do have a sweet, nice audience here.
We do.
Karl Rove?
Yeah, let's keep going with the baby here.
Biden and other illegal acts that people have done. Man.
So Joe Biden, he's been saying that to the president, you have to explain your strategy to the American people. That is your job as president. But back in 1995, listen to what he said.
One fundamental weakness of the War Powers Resolution is that it fails to acknowledge powers that most scholars agree are inherent presidential powers. My legislation corrects this deficiency. My bill enumerates instances where the president may use force. First, to repel without congressional authority at the outset. First, to repel attack on U.S. territory or U.S. forces, to forestall or retaliate against specific acts of terrorism.
What do you make of that, the hypocrisy?
Well, look, nobody on the Democratic side has made the argument, I'd like them to make it, that this was an illegitimate, illegal act. It's not. You know, the president had the authority under longstanding precedent and under law to take an action to keep attacks from being made on Americans. And the administration has argued, and they've briefed Congress on this, that there were imminent attacks being mounted. And look, in the last couple of weeks, what is it now? A dozen attacks on Americans in Iraq, including an attempt to storm the U.S. embassy, clearly being orchestrated by Soleimani. He was not traveling in and out of Syria and Iraq and outside of Iran. Since 2007, he has been under a UN travel ban.
Yeah.
And yet he was so full of hubris that he thought he had violated that for 12 years. He could continue to violate it. And clearly he was active in plotting to the assault on the U.S. embassy. And the administration apparently had further information about Carl, additional attacks he was planning.
I tell you, they're stuck. They're stuck because if they say something good about Trump, then the Politburo of the Democrat Party within these states are going to just go up in arms, particularly these first ones that they have. And Bernie was just over the top. Okay, staying with Karl Rove. Unrest in Iran.
Everyone has a right to their opinion, but when people actually made decisions for 8 years that led us to this point, that allowed the Russians back into the Middle East, that didn't reinforce a red line, that pull whole hog out of the country and left whole it to hog. Iran, those are the last people that should be saying, what did you do? We gave you a peaceful Middle East.
Look, Joe Biden was one of the prime supporters of the Iranian nuclear deal, which delivered $150 billion. Much of it ended up in the hands of the Quds Force at the direction of Soleimani, and that money was spent to keep together a vast network of proxy fighters in the Middle East to attack Israel, to attack America's friends, to attack America, to expel us, all in the name of a radical Islamic ideology. Right. And yet, we're supposed to sort of say, oh, my God, let's wring our hands. Soleimani, well, this is a bad, you know, this was a bad move on the United States part because people might be upset about it.
Yeah.
Well, that guy killed people, lots of people, and many of them were Americans, many of them is co-religionists, and many of his neighbors, and many Iranians. He was not a very, you know, we have these big demonstrations around his martyrdom in Iran, but remember, that's the Revolutionary Guard. Contrast that with the pictures of the dissidents and the protesters in weeks past who are protesting against the regime where he was the number two guy. And they didn't have the financial resources of the Revolutionary Guard and the state-run media. Those were ordinary Iranians who stepped forward to protest the conditions in their country. And he was the head of the Revolutionary Guard that killed 1,500 of them.
Karl Rove's getting better. You know, Karl Rove's a changed man. He did not particularly like Trump because of the Bush connection and the Bush problem. And then he has seen the light. He has clearly seen the light. He realizes the power and the political power that Donald Trump has. You know, the more I watch these Democrats, particularly watching Elizabeth Warren today, but Bernie Sanders, who I think is an absolute joke, when they start trying to talk to America, not to a small group of people, and then talk to the media and have it tweeted, kind of prepared for them, tweaked by the media, it really is going to change things. I think Donald Trump is going to run over them. I think he's going to call Bernie Sanders, you socialist communist pig, and Elizabeth Warren, you don't know when the heck you're talking about, and he's just going to kill them. Buttigieg is the only one I think can kind of stand up to him.
Yes.
Because he can intellectually much faster. Biden isn't going to be able to do anything. He is getting worse instead of better, much worse instead of better. He is really falling apart. So with that, this is the former Iraq intel officer talks about presidential authority and what Trump did and not all these crazy things that the Democrats are saying he has done wrong.
We have a guest to speak to, Democrats in the media, wasting no time blaming President Trump as Iran fired missiles at the United States forces in Iraq. Watch this.
What it shows is a national security process that is either non-existent or dysfunctional. President making decisions by the seat of his pants.
This is a reminder why we need to de-escalate tension in the Middle East. The American people do not want a war with Iran.
This was
what we do
at the casino for President Trump.
Well, here to react is Iraq war veteran and former intel officer Don Bramer. The Democrats, you're hearing, blaming Republicans, saying we don't want a war with Iran. I don't think anyone really wants a war with Iran. But then you have Republicans like Ted Cruz that are blaming the Obama administration for sending all of the money to Iran and saying that that money was used for that missile attack yesterday. What do you say?
Well, I think one of the first things is just a few months ago in December, the Democrat-controlled Congress passed the NDAA, that's the National Defense Authorization Act. They passed that 377 to 48. Two important things to note in that act is there were two amendments that the Democrats removed. One was to say that Congress must approve any funding for a war with Iran. The other was the authorization of force to kill hostages or terrorists against with 9/11. Right. Now, passing both of those, or removing them, for lack of a better word, gave the president the authority to do exactly what he did. So this falls back on Congress. They gave him the authority just by removing those two amendments.
Right. That was, and he said that, and I went and had to go look it up, and that's exactly what happened. They removed those two amendments that would have done exactly what Nancy Pelosi is trying to do now. That is amazing to me. That's how out of touch it's that Donald Trump is out of control. He's untethered. He's a madman. World War III, folks. And it's just, it's a response to what he does. It's amazing to me. There's nothing that they're doing that's an initiative, that's anything. Everything is a response to Trump.
Well, and
the thing is, Trump knows that.
And I said this earlier today. Yeah, I don't mind the folks that have been pretty consistent. You know, people like Grandpa. He's a single note on a lot of foreign policy stuff, but he's been consistent about Congress's role in declaring war. Some of these Democrats, in particular Pelosi and Schumer, they were there pushing the Iraq war. They were there pushing all this sort of stuff. They don't actually want to do this. They just want to react and criticize Trump. And I think you're right, Dan. Trump knows this. And
he
so,
is going to, it's going to be the wag the speaker.
Oh, yeah. I think he hasn't even started to go to work on him. And like we've been saying earlier in the week, one of Trump's best qualities in politicking is he defines his opponent so well. Even if it is a bit uncharitable. His dad might have been a part of a conspiracy to kill JFK. I'm not saying it, but look at this report.
That's requires it.
But he's very good at defining people in stark terms that are emotionally resonating and very persuasive.
And thinking of the Soleimani decision, thinking about what happened last night, thinking about his announcement today, what is State of the Union going to look like?
Ooh.
And that's right around the corner. I mean, we're talking about like 26 days from now.
And it could be even more dramatic if impeachment hasn't been done yet. Though, I don't know. It looks like McConnell has the votes to kind of move it forward.
Well, they're talking, yeah. Well, he's got the votes that they won't do witnesses, that they'll use the Clinton model. And this could be interesting. But I'm telling you, Soleimani is dead, and the nation's economy is alive and well. Barring the old Joe Biden term.
You think there might be, say, somebody who was injured in the Iraq war by one of these special IEDs Soleimani crafted, maybe sitting up in the gallery?
Sitting up in the gallery?
Might there be an Iranian-American up there.
Or the little kid that was 4 years old and they were drilling his leg.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was tortured by Soleimani directly.
Well, that was apparently one of their tactics, right? They liked killing Sunnis, some of these Shiite militias, with a drill to the head. Now that's pleasant.
Yeah. Boy, nothing says, hey, we're good people like that. News on 93.1, we have so much more right after this.
A man walks down the street.
says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Just a beer melon, beer melon. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore.
The Dan Morris Show.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Well, it's a new year. Did you make a list of things to accomplish for the new year? How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley Manning Painting is the professional you want for the job. So, for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate, no money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Why can't you see? 272-9228 is where we are. What you doing to me? Yeah, looking forward to that State of the Union. When you don't believe a word. You're going to see Donald Trump styling on that night. He will own them. I wonder who's going to do the rebuttal. Let Nancy do it. Let Chucky Poo do it.
Just throw all the Democrats at a big claw machine and see who gets picked up.
So, throw them in one of those arenas with the cage.
It'll be like a bucket of crabs.
I love it. Former Iraq intel officer talks about presidential restraint here. And I think there was some restraint.
It's going to be an election in November of 2020, and everything in that town is political.
Absolutely. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, the American people have seen exactly what Brian said a few minutes ago. We have had our ships attacked. One thing that was, you know, we've had our sailors held hostage at gunpoint by the Iranians.
After the agreement was signed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. America wants a president who's not going to take that. They want a tough president that's going to be a fair president. You know, when they shot down the drone, the president did not act, and I respect that because there was no loss of life. However, we have to look at what do the country want? They want a good economy, and they want a strong country, and that's exactly what we have with this president.
You go on to say that maybe the Obama administration, instead of criticizing this one, should realize their role in getting us to this point.
There's many things that administration did that got us here. One was the Iranian deal unleashed, you know, millions and billions of dollars that were supposed to go to the Iranian people to help their economy. If you look at the economy of Iran today, they had to basically ask their citizens to donate to a bounty they put on the president because they're in such shambles. But yet their pockets are full of cash, and they have funded proxy wars across the globe.
Don, how should the president respond?
I think the biggest thing the president should do this morning is assess the intelligence that he's receiving last night and this morning. You know, probably the good thing was to hold off, assess the damage. You know, I saw multiple reports that had different versions of the story from Iran, from inside. So let's get the facts and let's not respond. You know, the Al Asad Air Base is about 25 square miles. That's a lot of land. So firing a rocket, you know, and they fired, you know, little less than a dozen. They didn't hit anything. So it's a good show of propaganda for the Iranians. But if there's no loss of life, no casualties, then let's step back. You know, that may be what they need to control a country that's spiraling out of you know, out of hands, and let this, let's de-escalate this if we can.
It was symbolic to the Iranians, in other words.
Absolutely.
And again, if you're watching ABC, NBC, or CBS, you don't get that out of it. And you're going to hear how they're kind of couching this. Michael Morrell is going to be talking about. But it's interesting. Again, European press, Sky News, for example, they've got photographs. And you see is at the end of the runway, looking out into the desert, mountains in the background, and smoke coming up from where the missile landed. Nothing out there. I mean, it may have killed a goat or two, but nothing's out there.
Well, that's a sad day.
Why are you crying? They killed Michael.
What do we have for dinner tonight? Goat.
Yeah, but a goat's going to die, that's a hell of a way for a goat to go.
Already cooked at a perfect 350 degrees. Going to be back, Dan Marr Show, right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Kathleen Maloney. President Trump telling the nation that no Americans were harmed when Iran launched missiles at military targets in Iraq.
Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties concerned and a very good thing for the world.
The president also announcing new punishing sanctions against Iran.
These powerful sanctions will remain until Iran changes its behavior.
And the president called on European allies, as well as China and Russia, to abandon the Obama-era nuclear deal and work out a new agreement. Despite this international turmoil, the impeachment issue remains alive. Senate Democrats indicating the president's trial could get underway soon. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut saying it could start as soon as next week. America is listening to Fox News.
Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Quiet weather for now. Lots of sunshine today. Should be nice. High in the low to mid-60s. Clear, chilly tonight. Low temperature 36. Tomorrow, warmer. High in the upper 60s. Still dry. Clouds increasing. Low 70s Friday, risk of a few showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Then Saturday, the concern continues to grow for severe weather. We are in an enhanced risk with the possibility of severe thunderstorms and tornadoes. Potentially a significant severe weather outbreak. We'll keep you up to date, and we want you to be weather aware. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Saturday's high well up in the mid-70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You can't always get what you want. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's pick up a quickie here, a new shorty on the Ukrainian plane crash that I mentioned to Dr. Sorensen.
There are no survivors after a Ukrainian plane crashes in Tehran hours after Iran launched missiles into Iraq. Now, Ukraine's embassy originally blamed engine failure and not terrorism. However, new reports, especially out of Reuters, say a new statement omits engine failure as the cause. And breaking moments ago, Iran says it will not hand over that plane's black box. The Boeing 737 had just left the Iranian capital on its way to Ukraine with 176 people on board when it burst into flames.
That's not good. Something tells me I didn't mean to pull the trigger.
Yes.
Aziz. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, how are you in this beautiful day?
I am feeling wonderful. I tell you, we're very lucky and blessed to have good weather finally after a month of pure drear. You know, Dan, I've come to a conclusion after listening all these years, and here's a good confirmation. Dan Morris likes to eat.
Oh, yes, that's it. You know it. You know it. I want to tell you something, Red Top. You've got to try that Bama burger at Benazir. It is really good.
Well, you know, coming from an expert like yourself, I will definitely do it. But your enthusiasm is very true, and I'm sure is for real about all these products.
Well, it is funny. Two people told me that last night. One, my guest, Ricky Mims, he said, when you describe food from here, it sounds so good. He said, I'm so excited about having a hamburger here. And then somebody else who's a listener came up to me to my table and talked to me and told me that.
You know, you could always do oohs and ahs for voiceovers in the future. You know what I mean? your oohs and ahs are very good. I'll just jump across another subject.
You go ahead.
Greatest of all time Jeopardy last night was pretty damn good.
Tell me about it.
Well, the all-time winner won, and James came within $200 of them at the end.
Oh, wow.
James Holzhauer. But that original guy, he's really smart. And, man, I know the answer to a lot of questions, but they had some tough ones last night. And it was worth watching.
I used to love to play that. We'd go to the fraternity house, and we'd do that, and that was one of my favorite things to do.
Well, because you're going to learn something.
Yeah.
I mean, I learn something every time. And trivia question, who wrote the Jeopardy theme song?
Is it a known person?
Oh, yes.
Burt Bacharach.
Merv Griffin.
Merv Griffin. Wow, who has Alabama connections, by the way.
Does he really?
Yeah, really does. He's got family that's in Birmingham.
Well, I'll be. Well, you know, if you remember the Merv Griffin show in the afternoon, he always had a piano.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So I'm amazed because I love to watch Jeopardy, and when I had the studio in Atlanta, there was one musician that came in there who could not stand the Jeopardy song, so I made sure we played it every day.
Just to make him mad, huh?
Yes, he was a guitar player. You know, bass players just, there's nobody more fun to irritate than a guitar player.
There you go.
They're so sensitive.
And you're partial to drummers, right? Like me?
Oh, yeah, yeah, man. Drummers and bass players, we're the only ones that got any damn sense in the band. We done proved that a long time ago. So
my problem is always carrying all the drums. That, man, it would take for, I mean, it was a lot of work for a drummer to set up and break down.
Oh, and Dan, I play keyboards. This is not fun.
Would you have a Farfisa Compact?
No, but I'm talking about what I got now. My rig is probably 1,100 pounds counting the keyboards and the racks and all.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, I do the PA for everybody because I take out so many channels, I give a couple to them.
I like that.
So it's a lot of fun until you have to carry it around, you know what I mean?
But, bingo, absolutely.
It can't beat the fulfillment of playing music. It's magic, and Joey knows what I mean, too. So you guys have a great afternoon. I think our president has done a fantastic job. That press conference, I can't say I've ever seen a better one.
It was good. I thought, and Joey was commenting off mic, the way they, that's a... the entrance into the diplomatic, where you go out to the south portico, and they're doing it in the foyer, and the way they had the Marine guards opening the door, and he came out, and the seas parted of the Joint Chief of Staff, then came back together. With the exception of a couple of miscues that Trump did, because as Joey was saying off mic, that he looked a little tired.
He did,
but it was good. It was powerful.
Well. Thanks a lot, good boy tired. That's all I got to say. And that first sentence, what can you say? He got straight to the point right away.
There you go.
I love it. Roll Tide, go Trump. Talk to you guys later. Thank you.
Ta-ta. Let's see which way we want to go here, big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do, we finished Carl Rowe, we finished Lindsey Graham, media coverage of Iran strike. This is the lady who is from Iran, very attractive doctor, wears the coolest glasses, black horn rim glasses, gorgeous eyes, that almond eyes that you get from that part of the world. And she's going to be talking about the media coverage of Iran's strike against American forces in Iraq. Listen to this.
Great. Being shown here by Tehran, by the Ayatollah. They don't want this to go too far.
This is a president who is impulsive and doesn't think through the implications of his actions. This was a dangerous night at the casino for President Trump.
It's inconceivable that the president would his only written statement, only words coming from the White House from him tonight, would say all is well.
Critic in the media wasting no time taking aim at President Trump and their coverage of Iran's attack against U.S. forces in Iraq. It's almost as if they're pro-Iranian.
Here to weigh in is Muslim scholar and author Dr. Quanta Ahmed. What do you make of what the media is doing in their messaging?
Idiocy. I mean, they fail to identify that our response is to Iran's attack on sovereign United States at the embassy, endangering our military there, our diplomats there, and our allies, the Iraqi Kurds in particular. So this is minimizing who Qasem Soleimani and what the Iranian Islamist regime is. It's been wreaking terror across the region for decades, controlling Syria, controlling Lebanon, controlling Yemen. It is actually building missile installations and has built missile installations inside Iraq to launch Iranian weapons at U.S. interests.
Wow. She's like, boom. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Chris. Chris, welcome aboard the Dan Marr Show.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
Doing well. I was going to kind of comment on the Iran thing.
Please.
I got a theory.
Please.
I think you know how when a boxer, when he boxes somebody, he'll give someone like a pop shot and just see what the guy responds back and see, you know, what he has.
Right.
Got to measure him up, right?
Right.
I think this, the assassination of this guy, Trump.
Watch your mouth out.
He would have never done this. He just droned some American citizens in Somalia. That's what he had done. But he kind of sized them up. And I think what their response was so weak. And they probably had an idea that's what it was going to be like. But it was so weak. We now know that sanctions and maximum pressure might be working. I think there's the country possibly... And I was hoping after the death of this guy that they would maybe start seeing some uprising, because from what I understand, the cities are full of more of the more radicals, but the countryside is not. And so I was hoping to see something like that happen. But I think this is a pop shot to kind of size up what Iran has, and they kind of failed at that. So. Or it could be the beginning of World War III. Who knows?
I don't think the latter.
And, of course, that's the first thing you think when I heard it. I think probably a lot of people thought the same thing. They're like, oh, my goodness. You know? But their response was so weak and tepid. It's kind of, they didn't wonder if they are what they really are.
They didn't hit anything. They did it strictly as a propaganda tool. They actually gave us a heads up, and they gave Iraq a heads up with it. So... This was just show. This was nothing but show. And I think Donald Trump used the perfect language. They're standing down. Now, they're going to talk tough, and they're going to sell this crap, but they ain't got nothing.
No. And the other thing is, I think they probably screwed up big time. They thought that airplane flying over might have been a bomber of some sort took it out. So now they've got that on their hands, too.
Yeah. The fact that they won't release the black box to Boeing
they
got a problem with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, great show. Thank you so much.
Chris, thank you, my friend. You have a great day.
You too.
New 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday. Let's stay with media coverage on Soleimani's killing. Listen.
Speaking of things that we saw on television yesterday, take a look at this. Lawrence O'Donnell, who is over on MSNBC, tweeted this out. Trump wagged the dog. Now the dog is wagging Trump.
Not the least, Iran has been provoking the region and the United States.
For 40 years.
Not just that, but in the last year, it targeted and downed an American drone. It's targeting ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Remember, in the past, Iran has actually mined the Persian or Arabian Gulf, depending on which side you are, to sink oil tankers. It's launched the largest attack on Saudi Arabian petrochemical facilities in 90 years. Qasem Soleimani was behind the attempted assassination of Saudi Ambassador Adel Al-Jaber in D.C. Mm-hmm. An attack that was planning to target the Saudi embassy and the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C.
And Sorensen mentioned that, by the way, the attack on the ambassador, which turned out to be kind of a setup for them. So media coverage and misrepresenting information.
Which is amazing that they didn't pick out somebody that ended up being a Washington spy who they thought was a Mexican cartel member. The thing would have come off in Washington. So listen to what Time Magazine did and try to get your head around this.
Listen to this.
How to talk to your kids about the situation with Iran. A little bit of a handbook. Who was Qasem Soleimani? Qasem Soleimani was a top military leader in an excerpt from this portion. A country in the Middle East. Oh, isn't that nice? Seems like a nice guy. Why did we kill him?
So certainly he was a warmonger. He's a leading Shia Islamist, a mastermind for the region. Qasem Soleimani executed and had assassinated Rafiq Hariri, the leader of Lebanon, which put that country...
500-pound bomb.
That's right. The movement that Qasem Soleimani was leading cost 241 American lives in barracks in Beirut in 1983. 19 American airmen killed in the Khuba Towers in Saudi Arabia in 1996. Right. This guy was a warmonger par excellence, targeting America and Americans' allies, much more than a military leader.
Why doesn't the military want to acknowledge that he's a terrorist?
Our military does.
Not military. Media.
Certain elements in the media media are so obsessed with portraying our president as irrational or somehow dangerous for our country, they are forgiving America's greatest nemesis. Remember, Iran calls us the great Satan and Britain the little Satan. They seem to forget that, and they have no understanding of Islamism, whether it's Shia Islamism coming from Iran or Sunni Islamism coming from, for instance, Al-Qaeda.
It does make sense that Time magazine would do something about how to talk to your children about what's going on, because you've heard so many people on TV say, you know, it could be World War III, but at the same time, just be truthful and tell the whole story, and that's what's leaked.
Quite frankly, I have confidence in American parents. They know how to talk to their children and how to shield them. We don't need this kind of mindlessness guiding them in the wrong way.
Yeah, we have parenting magazine.
Do you think there are a whole bunch of kids that are out there that are worried about this?
No.
I mean, if this was a 9/11 attack, that'd be something different.
Sure.
9/11 was a real serious thing. Both my kids were let out of school early for that. That was a major thing. And we certainly watched the news that night and talked about it. This is not in that category whatsoever. Whatsoever. Same thing, you remember when we bombed Iraq, and you remember all the lighting up Iraq and Baghdad and all that kind of stuff.
I do remember that. It,
but that was more, my kids were kind of like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's how I remember it. Oh, look at the fireworks.
Yeah. And so it's, but this lady is really good. She is a very good representative. And the media is just, it is amazing how they're handling this and how they're taking someone who might have spent some time over in Iraq as a soldier, and then they're having them comment of how feckless the Trump administration is on Iraq. I mean, it's unbelievable who they consider to have an authority, and all they want is somebody to make a negative comment about Donald Trump and what he's doing and how wrong it is. Let me go to a break. Final segment coming up. Want to get your shots in? Well, you better call.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 29 .228 is where we are. You want to get your shots in? You better call. Michael Morrell, the former CIA director during the Obama administration, is going to be talking about the Iran. Now, listen to how he starts this out. And he's going to be talking about there's an overt process and then there's a covert war that's going on here. But he starts kind of couching this as, oh boy, we're in trouble. But then he kind of softens up as he gets a little bit deeper in the discussion.
CBS News senior national security contributor Michael Morrell was former acting and deputy director of the CIA. He joins us from Washington. We're getting sort of some conflicting information about this attack. First, the supreme leader of Iran said it's not over. The foreign minister said Iran took and concluded proportionate measures. There's also some issue of how effective this attack actually has been. What do we know at this point, do you think?
So, Anthony, I think we have to divide this into the overt war between the two of us, our killing of Qasem Soleimani, their response last night, and the covert war. I think the overt war from the Iranian perspective is over. I think direct attacks from Iran on American forces is over for now, depending on what the president does. I think what's not over is the covert war. And I still think that down the road, we will see an Iranian terrorist attack against a senior official. So I think you can parse their language into those two buckets, overt, covert.
Okay, he said something that I don't agree with, and that is that a U.S. official will be targeted. After watching what Trump did, if that happens, something bad is going to happen in Iraq. If you kill somebody, you kill a U.S. citizen, and you kill an official, you're going to be in deep kimchi.
I could see maybe against another type of official, maybe one of our allies.
Yeah, and well, an ambassador to another country to kind of do a point or something like that. But I'm telling you, I think the Soleimani being killed they've lost that kind of magic thinking of how to take this and really multiply it. I really take to heart Sorensen's words of that he was so revered among his troops that are there. And this guy, you and I both know, because we've read the bio on this guy, this is a bean counter administrative person.
Yeah.
This is not one of these strong, tough guy soldiers that you admire. This is the guy you go give your receipts to. Hey, I got some C4 plastic explosive and a cell phone. Can I get reimbursed, please? I mean, that's the guy who's doing that. So let's stay with Michael Moore. He's going to kind of, and so notice he kind of set it up a little bit. Was there really something here? Now, he's going to kind of move a little into the de-escalation part and get a little more right with the story.
Michael, conflicting information, too, about the casualties. U.S. officials say no casualties.
Listen,
those
have
just reported
this.
In Iran, they're saying 80 were killed, 200 injured. Who do we believe?
So I'm sure there were no casualties.
Why are you sure?
We would be hearing from the U.S. military if there were casualties, no doubt about it, and I would believe what they were telling us. Mm-hmm. I think what we see in Iran is them saying we hit back and we hit hard and there were casualties, and that allows them to de-escalate. So I think they're sending us a message here that in terms of direct attacks, this is done for now, but still, as David Martin pointed out, it really depends on what we do next and what the president decides to do in response.
So on that question, Michael, over the weekend, the president tweeted, if Iran attacks an American base or any American, we will be sending some of our brand new beautiful equipment their way. He means missiles, it would appear, without hesitation. So this was a base with Americans in it. Does it rise to the level of the attack that the president spelled out would yield a response?
So it does. It fits his red line, but his tweet last night was suggestive that maybe he wants to de-escalate here. So we'll see this morning. You know, what he has to say to this morning will be incredibly important as to the next steps. We do have an opportunity to de-escalate. We have an opportunity for the president to say they threw their best punch at us and, you know, we took it without any casualties. So there's an opportunity here for both sides to de-escalate.
Do you think that was their best punch?
No.
I think that was, it was one of those swing and miss. intentionally, without a doubt. As soon as I was watching this last night, that is clearly what came across to me.
To use wrestling terms, it was a working punch, brother.
Okay, let's see if Michael can redeem himself here. And did they intentionally try to miss the targets? Listen in.
There are reports of a dozen missiles being fired. To a layperson, that sounds like a lot, is it?
And no,
do you
it's
think
not.
It was? It's not? And was it intentionally that you think that there were no casualties where they directed them?
So the small number of missiles is very interesting to me. The Iranians have thousands of missiles. So the fact that they only did a dozen signals to me that they wanted to be proportional here, that they wanted to send a message that they don't want to escalate. In terms of the precision of missiles, Iran has all sorts of missiles. Some are precise, some aren't. Until we know exactly what kind of missiles they shot, I don't think we can answer the question about whether they deliberately tried to miss buildings and housing sites, et cetera.
Michael, as David Martin pointed out, I mean, we attacked Soleimani. They attacked the base that launched the attack on Soleimani. As David said, you could call it even at this point. What advice do you think the cabinet is giving President Trump at this point?
So I would hope that they're giving him the advice that this is an opportunity to step back from the precipice of war. Let's not retaliate. Let's call it even. And let's actually look for an opportunity through an intermediary to say to the Iranians, look, we came very close to war here. Maybe it's time to sit down and negotiate what our future relationship is going to look like. That's what I would try to do.
I bet there, and knowing kind of my feel for Pompeo, and Dr. Sorensen talked about Oman being a kind of emissary out here. I bet that that's exactly what they're doing. I think they see this as a great move that you shot the missiles, intentionally did not hit anything. We're ready to help you if you're ready to help us. You need plutonium? We'll go get you plutonium. We'll send it to you by Amazon every month. You get your little plutonium balance out there, but don't go in and produce anything. No nuclear weapons, and then it's done. And we'll restore you back to where you were. And we'll put everything we have behind it to make sure it works. Just don't be a bad guy. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Great show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Grab your Dell the Great. He's next. Adios.